In the world of music, some tunes just transcend time, becoming more than just songs. They're the soundtracks of our lives. Today, we're discussing the Doobie Brothers and ranking their iconic songs.
Taking it to the streets.
Oh, that's cool.
To discover what elevates their music into a timeless status. But our journey doesn't stop there. We're doing it this day in history, April 8th, from You Had a Bad Day.
'Cause you had a bad day, you take one down, you sing a sad song just to turn it around.
To the final curtain of All in the Family.
Here's a quote from All in the Family.
Remember what Archie said.
And Hank Aaron's monumental swing that rewrote history. Oh, yeah, and we'll, of course, do Michael McDonald impressions.
You don't want peanut butter and jelly.
Welcome back to the Twerk. Goodness, I'm excited. Ethic.
Yeah, you are.
Show.
Let me show my excitement now.
How excited are you?
Yay!
More masculine.
I wanted to
that
go
made
the
me laugh
route.
So hard I forgot I couldn't even hit the
good. I wanted to go the lower route, but I was
no.
I go the hair
band. The high yeah, that was so much fun.
The metal hair band.
Oh my gosh, that was great. Oh man,
I'm excited. It's warm weather. We'll get to that in a second when we come to our
weather. I called that ish. We'll do it right freaking now.
I called that freaking ships.
Dude, do you remember that commercial? Wow.
Ship my pants?
My mic. Yeah.
Whoa.
Ship my pants.
I can't wait to ship my pants, Dad.
I just shipped my pants, and it's very convenient.
Very convenient.
Yes. Was it Kmart?
I think it was Kmart. Yeah.
I just shipped my pants.
Hats off to Kmart for at least trying the last part anyway.
Yeah, that was one of the best campaigns I've ever seen in my life.
So good. Man. They should have survived on that alone, but I guess you need more.
Yeah, because it actually sounds like you're saying it.
Oh, yeah. You know? Ship my pants.
Yeah. But you didn't say it.
Yeah, no.
You know?
I didn't say it, Mom.
Jeez.
Lay off.
Lay off.
Oh. Well, there we go.
Get it?
Kmart. All laid off.
Yeah. Well, I was talking about
like
layoff pricing.
Oh. Oh yeah.
Or that's layaway.
Layaway, yeah.
That's a thing of the past.
I remember
the
layaway,
past,
right? Oh yeah.
I haven't seen the word layaway in forever.
No. Nope.
What exactly was it?
I think you had a certain amount of days to the store holds it, and then when you pay it off, then you get it.
Interesting.
So you don't get it until you pay all of it. So
my thing, why wouldn't you just wait? So that it doesn't get sold out.
So yeah.
Okay.
That too, and you don't have to pay in like the full amount. You can pay in increments.
Yeah, but I was saying, why don't you just wait until you have the money?
Well, yeah.
But I see they're holding
it.
But
people are impatient. You know this,
yeah.
Jeremy.
Yeah, that's true.
Sorry, JT.
Logic, right?
I don't know who Jeremy is.
Anyway, last week, I think I said it's going to be 80. I went straight for the 80.
You did. And I believed you.
Unfortunately, I wasn't quite right,
mm-mm,
but I was close. Yeah. You went under, right? Or did you go over?
No, I went over with you because I was thinking the same way.
So you went over. I went dead on 80.
Okay.
What is today's weather?
Today's weather is 72.
What? No. Mm-hmm. Really?
It's right now it is anyway.
What's the high though?
78.
Okay. Okay.
We're not getting there.
But that's.
But hey. I doubt if you can see from the center cam. I mean, the sun is trying to poke out, but there's a lot of clouds out there. So,
again, what I'm realizing is, and this is why I wanted to start this, right?
Yeah.
Is I just don't think people understand how often the Weather Channel is wrong.
Oh, well, yeah.
It's like almost every time.
Yeah.
They're wrong.
And, unless you live in Seattle and they're like, rain. Sounds like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Now, the rest of this week's supposed to get cold, which is kind of a bummer because I'm supposed to go to the Braves game.
Like 60s, right?
50s. High 50s.
True.
A little better.
Yeah.
But we're almost out of it. But yeah. Still, what does next Monday say the high is? That would be April 8th.
April 8th.
My friend.
Oh, boy. April 8th.
April 8th. April 8th.
I was singing Purple Rain.
Oh.
April 8th. April 8th. Oh, it's going to be kind of nice.
Okay.
Partly cloudy.
Yeah.
With a high of 73.
73.
And a low of 50.
Here's what I'm going to do.
My heater's still going to be working.
Here's what I'm going to do.
Huh.
I'm going to go 2 weeks. Two weeks in a row. Going dead on 73.
Dead on 73. Okay. I'm going to go. We'll be coming out of a cold front. So I'm going to go over.
Over. Okay. Mm-hmm. You go over. I'm going to go right dab.
Yeah.
Slap dab.
$1, Bob.
Is that allowed though? Maybe I shouldn't even do, if we're doing over and under, saying the thing, that's not allowed, right?
Saying
the actual number.
Actual temperature.
Okay, I'll do it differently.
Okay,
I will go over.
Yeah,
but I also predict it'll be right on the money.
Okay, so you're taking the points plus over.
That's right.
Got it.
Oh, okay. Yes, exactly.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Well, in that case, I'm taking the points and going under.
Speaking of taking the points,
mm-hmm.
I think you have some shoes to unbox in front of the people.
I do.
And me.
Yeah, you haven't seen them. I've barely seen them.
What time is it? Game time.
Woo! Jordan 3s
with
CJ Collin.
The reds seem to be, not the reds, sorry. The threes seem to be a favorite of yours. Are they comfortable?
They are very comfortable, actually.
Okay.
Now, I don't have a lot of Jordans, so I can't say which is the most comfortable, but.
The ones are not the most comfortable.
The ones are not comfortable, that's for sure. But they're great. But these are very comfortable. So I had to get a pair, and then it was on sale for dirt cheap. Online, good. I was like, I gotta go.
There you go.
So Jordan 3s, DJ Khaled.
All you do is win.
All I do is win.
All I do is win. Just stay in the way.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes people die.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes people die.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's my favorite part of the song.
I know. Oh, cool stuff, man. I could not pull off red shoes, but you have proven that you can. So
once or twice.
Excited to see you pull them off and to see other people go, look at those shoes, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Because if I was wearing them.
And make the guys at the lounge flip out.
Yeah.
Because I wore my other threes the other day and Chubby was like, oh,
yeah.
Cooley. Started waving them.
Yeah, that was funny.
That's hilarious.
That was hilarious. Yeah, if I wore them, they would be like, are you okay? You know? I mean, obviously, I'm, you know, half kidding. It's just It's just not.
Yeah.
But who knows? Maybe one day. Maybe one day.
Yeah.
For now, I just do the New Balances and the Kohan, you know?
And you look great in them.
Thank you. Just a four-seam fastball right down the middle.
Boom.
You know?
Yep.
Whatever.
Speaking of. Good start.
Yes.
Suck it, Phillies.
Yeah. That's all I cared about.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and we almost swept them.
Yeah. One run away.
But who cares? Because the first two games, we beat the brakes off of them.
Yep.
So.
Yep.
April 8th, 1974. You already know?
Oh, I know.
Hank.
7-15, baby.
Henry Aaron.
One ball and no strikes. Aaron waiting. The outfield deep and straight away. Fastball is a high drive into deep left center field. To the fence, it is gone.
So Hank Aaron's quote is, I don't want people to forget Babe Ruth.
Mm-hmm.
I just want them to remember Henry Aaron.
Oh. Okay.
Smooth, full of class.
Yeah.
You know, I love it.
And Sir, always remembered.
Oh.
Absolutely.
The Braves organization will never forget you. Nope. And probably all of MLB.
Yeah.
You know?
They should name the field Henry Aaron Field.
I think so.
I think there's no doubt.
He's one of those players that I hate that I wasn't old enough to have seen him.
Or even around.
Play.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
But that happened today. Pretty cool.
I went to the 25th anniversary of that.
Mm.
And they had it at Turner Field, which was 1998.
Sure.
Yeah. And I went with my brother and our friends Ryan and Greg, and they were brothers. And so we all went to that game, and that's when they first announced the Henry Aaron Award.
Mm.
So that was pretty cool.
Dude, the city jerseys, City Connect jerseys or whatever they have,
mm-hmm.
Those are pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
And I think they all have like some sort of Hank Aaron stuff, right?
Oh, really? Okay. Like patches or something?
Yeah, let me see. Atlanta Braves City Connect jerseys. Maybe not. Maybe it's just the colors. Oh, no, it's just the era. I thought they actually had, but basically these are the City Connect jerseys.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Has the A or whatever.
Do they wear them on a certain night? Do they still do the red jerseys? I mean, I guess we don't know yet, do we?
I think they still do the red.
At home Friday night?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
And then I hate the gray ones. Those are our
way. Is that when you're going? When are you going?
Friday, yeah.
Yeah. Red jersey night.
Yeah.
Nice.
1979.
Okay.
The final episode of All in the Family aired on CBS.
Wow.
One of TV's most successful sitcoms, and not politically correct at all.
Definitely not.
Here's a quote from All in the Family. You know what I mean?
Yeah. All in the Family. I remember what Archie said. Oh, man.
Okay, that's all we can share from All in the Family.
Yeah. Good, wholesome show.
1994, a little sad. Kurt Cobain, lead singer of Nirvana, was found dead. They estimated that it was 3 days before that he, you know, actually committed suicide.
Really?
April 5th. But they found him on April 8th.
Oh, okay.
And I've heard a lot of people.
So he's been dead for 3 years? Or three days?
Sorry. Sorry. 3 days.
I misspoke. Yes.
Yeah. Oh. And I've heard a lot of people don't believe he was, don't believe it was suicide.
I've heard that story too.
I don't know enough about it to have an opinion.
No, I don't either.
But I'm all about it.
Like, but from the way the certain person acts, I mean, I kind of do believe it.
Yeah. Oh, this is the one about.
I mean, I could believe it.
Courtney Love or whatever. Yeah. Yeah, I could believe that.
Yeah, I could. Not right. saying I do.
But you could.
I do. It's a sad story, though. I remember being in high school hearing about it. They announced it over
the
PA.
94?
Yeah. They announced it over the PA and just kids were. I mean, I wasn't a huge Nirvana fan back in the day. I like their songs, but like. But obviously, that dude taking his own life.
Yeah.
For seeing, you know, so what I thought, I was like, whew, that was a rough day for sure.
And you would have thought he was. Alive the entire decade of the 90s for how popular they were.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yep.
But
I've heard stories that it's one of those things where they got famous too quick, or well, to Kurt anyway.
Yeah.
He's like, I just can't handle this, you know? Yeah. So,
but I get it.
Yeah.
Well, this one's a little happier. We'll end on this.
Okay.
And I'm sure you will remember this. April 8th, 2006. This song, became a number one hit, and it's Daniel Powder's "You Had a Bad Day."
Oh,
or that was the wrong note, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Come on, dude.
Where is the moment we need it the most? You kick up the leaves and the magic is lost. Tell me your blue skies fade to gray. Tell me your passion's gone
Stay away.
And I don't need no care in us.
Let's go.
Dude, that'll take
you. It's a good one.
That'll take you back.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Whether or not you like the song, that'll take you back.
I want to roll the windows down in my truck and drive to that. I might do that on the way home
right now.
Bye, guys.
Speaking of that,
hmm.
You know, hearing a song that just kind of makes you want to roll your windows down
mm-hmm.
and just.
Oh, I know where you're going with this.
How about a Rushmore?
Shania Twain. Oh. Hurt you, though.
Today's Rushmore is...
What is it?
Them Doobie Brothers.
Oh,
yeah. Do you have Michael McDonald?
A little bit. I tell you who does. My friend Taylor Harlow.
Mm.
Oh, my gosh. Sounds just like him. You don't know me, but I'm your brother.
So I used to. Do you ever hear lyrics and then you don't ever say out loud what you think they're going to say, even though you know they're not going to say that?
Right. Yeah.
I always used to think he would say, "But I'm your brother in Christ." You don't know me, but I'm your brother in Christ. I don't know why. I just always.
Wow. Yeah. I like
expect
that.
Him to say,
"Yeah,
you're my brother in Christ." I have no idea why.
Yeah, who knows?
But so we talked about this. The Doobie Brothers, I've seen them live twice.
Okay.
Once when I was younger, and then once when you and I went on the Rock Legends cruise.
Three, I think.
We should tell that story.
Yeah. Why not?
Before that, I was going to say that. Sorry. Don't tell me what to do. Apparently, John really liked that.
Yeah. Spit take.
So the thing about the Doobie Brothers is they have two lead singers, and yeah. Some people are very passionate about which one, Tom Johnson or
sure.
Michael McDonald.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a Michael McDonald guy.
Sure.
I like Tom Johnson.
Yeah.
But three out of my four. Or Michael McDonald.
I hear you.
I'm just going to.
Yeah, I think mine are too, actually.
It just is what it is.
Yeah.
But I do like Tom Johnson as well.
Dude, great singer.
Yeah.
But Michael McDonald?
He's Michael McDonald.
That's a different level.
However, we did not get to see Michael McDonald on the cruise.
But, no.
Trying to think of a, go ahead.
The guy who was singing his parts, though, sounded almost like him.
Oh, yeah.
He was really, really good.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if you're going to be in the Doobie Brothers band.
You got to be good.
You got to be good.
I'm not sure of a short way to share this story, but
yeah.
You and I played on 2015
mm-hmm.
Rock Legends Cruise.
9 years
we were
ago.
Guest of the band 38 Special because of Danny Chauncey.
Danny Chauncey, baby.
And also would never have been able to do that without Chris Morgan.
Right.
So if you're still listening, Chris, thank you.
Yes.
It was amazing. Like,
yeah,
we played.
Oh, so much fun.
Well, first of all, we got to see all kinds of artists.
And mm-hmm.
Do you remember me high-fiving Tom Johnson?
Oh, yeah.
In the hallway?
In the hallway, yeah.
Yes.
That's right. I was like,
what? I was like, Tom Johnson's coming down the the hall, yeah. and Nathan and I are walking, and
yep.
I was like, what do I do? Right. And I'm pretty sure you said, give him a high five. I don't know. I feel like that's how I remember the story.
Yeah.
But anyway, as he walked by, I just gave him a high five.
Yeah.
He doesn't know me.
I don't remember me telling you that, but I do remember walking down the hallway and seeing him. And yeah. then, yeah, the high five, I was like, what? No, never mind. It's too late.
I never washed my hand.
Oh, okay.
We also ate lunch next to Alice Cooper. Yeah. We got to see like Don Felder. We got to see.
And his really hot guitarist. Alice Cooper's.
Alice Cooper.
Yeah. Tall blonde. I was like, what in the world?
And then what's his name? Is it Paul? Is it Paul Rogers? The guy from Bad Company?
Oh, yeah. Paul Rogers.
Dude. Unbelievable.
Yep.
And yeah, anyway, Marshall Tucker Band, Molly Hatchet.
Uh-huh.
It was really cool.
War,
who saw us play.
Yeah.
And came up and said that we were one of the greatest rhythm sections he had ever seen play. And we were like, I'm sorry, what?
What?
The band War?
Yeah.
Told.
Who has a huge rhythm section.
You and I?
Yeah.
That, anyway.
I mean, yeah, I'll take it.
Unbelievable. And also,
thank you, War. What you know, is it good for? Absolutely nothing. But I'll say it again. What?
I was going to say, too, speaking of a funny guy, you know, it's hard to talk about, but rest in peace,
oh,
Jake Gulledge,
yeah.
who was also on that tour playing with us.
Great singer, great person.
Hilarious.
Very, very funny.
Hilarious.
He's like, yeah, he's the dad, you know, you always wanted, you know?
Yeah.
It's just like, but...
super cool too. Yeah. He was just awesome.
Really nice guy. And he said that Paul Rogers was the best singer on the boat. And coming from him,
yeah,
that's a lot because he was a great singer.
Fantastic. And he was known as the Great I Am.
Oh, yeah.
Because he always sang the Great I Am and he did it in a way that no one else.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone could do it.
Played it for his funeral.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think Rudy sang it, maybe.
Okay.
So.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Well, rest in peace, man. We we sure do miss you.
We'll see you soon though.
Yeah.
Hopefully not too soon, but
you know, that's true.
That's just me. Jake would laugh at that one.
Oh,
God. Guarantee he's laughing. Guarantee.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So we did see the Doobie Brothers.
Yeah.
Live there.
And which so, I thought the best. That was the best.
They were the best.
Yeah, for
100%.
Sure. Yeah.
And they have two drummers, which is really cool.
Very cool.
Anyway, you ready to do a Doobie Brothers Mount Rushmore?
Yep.
As we've talked about, Doobie Brothers, Mount Rushmore. Ooh. Mount Rushmore is a mountain of four topics.
Mm-hmm.
You know, through history, these topics have been the presidents.
Right.
Not today. Today, it is Doobie Brothers songs.
Yes.
Not albums, songs.
Right.
And we'll go 4-3-2, honorables, and then the number one.
In our hearts.
Will we repeat? Probably.
Probably, yeah.
Anyway, I'm not going to yap anymore, so we don't have a show.
Are you sure?
I stop yapping. You have a show, but we don't have a show.
Right.
All
well,
right.
Well, who knows?
Number four, what in the world is on your list?
Oh, listen to the music.
Woo!
That's a good tune,
woo!
Bro. Yeah. Window down.
Let's
face it. All
this
my,
hey, this is Tom Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
Andy Bernard.
What the hell?
Oh, I didn't say what.
Day by day, people getting ready for the moon.
That bass, bro.
Some are happy.
Bum, bum.
Some are sad.
Oh, yeah, rocking.
Oh, I'm gonna let the music play.
Have you heard the country album of them?
Is a way to make them
oh,
smile.
With
the. It ain't so hard to
it's got like Zac Brown.
Luke
Combs, that's
oh, yeah, yeah.
Blake Shelton.
Southern Bounders.
Yeah.
Dude, that's so good.
Yeah. Oh, well, to the music.
Let's go.
Oh, well, listen to the music. Oh,
I tried not to laugh when you do that. I was like, okay. Oh my gosh.
I didn't know if you heard me.
Oh, I heard you. I was trying to hold it together. It was very, very difficult to do.
Dude, that's a great pick. And surprisingly, that one is not on my list, but God, it's hard with Rushmore.
Yeah, it is.
If Rushmore had...
So it's basically our deserted island picks.
Yeah.
Or desert island. What is it?
I mean, I don't... I think it's non-desirable, so it'd be desert.
Oh. So not like a...
But I know
an island of sand.
Deserted island. But not...
It means there's nobody there.
Yeah.
But desert island... What does it mean?
I think it's deserted island. I was just making a joke that it's a desert. it doesn't matter. Deserted island full of chocolate fudge.
Oh.
And the Doobie Brothers.
Oh.
So.
Well, that's fun.
That's
talk about the munchies. Man. You got the definite.
Do you?
Definitely got the medicine
go ahead.
Well, you definitely got the medicine for munchies if you have chocolate everywhere. Oh, yeah.
Is that, not to ruin anything, but is that your only Tom Johnson one, do you think?
I don't think
so. Okay.
Actually, yeah, that's my only Tom Johnson.
Okay. All right. So
my... What is JT's number four?
My number four.
Let's hear it.
This is a song that came to me later in life.
Okay.
I don't know if you are that way. Even though I've known this band since I was a kid,
sure.
For some reason, I didn't like it the way that I like it now. And maybe that could be musical maturity. Like as I've matured over past 20 years of, I just realized like, oh my God, that is a perfectly written song.
I mean,
we
both matured.
I mean, we do react to fart videos. Super mature.
Get most.
Anyway, my number four of the Doobie Brothers is a song called One Step Closer.
Oh.
Do you know this one? Come on! Family Matters.
Right?
It's a rare condition
this day and age.
Way to go, Carl.
Way to go, Carl. Oh, yeah, we can pay attention to our faces,
baby,
I guess.
Baby, there's a chance you ought to take. A chance of a mistake you
wait till Michael McDonald comes in.
Maybe.
Right here.
I need you like a shadow needs a light.
Come on.
I follow you like morning follows night. When nothing's left ahead of you, I'll be right behind you.
I love the hook.
Tell me that you're right. One step, baby.
Come on.
One step closer. I'll be the baby.
It's him.
I'll be the baby.
It's just him.
So
Michael McDonald.
Yeah. That voice is unmistakable.
It's ridiculous. And he's on a lot of Christopher Cross stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And obviously he was on Asia's album.
Yeah. Dude, those harmonies he's doing then.
Oh, my. It's on Peg.
Good Lord.
I think, right?
Yeah. I think he's on a couple songs.
Okay.
But yeah, Peg's one of them.
Gosh.
Yeah, the bridge for Peg, just pull that up.
Yeah.
It's so good we're talking about it.
Hey, come back.
That bass. I got the news.
Yeah.
Is it the bridge?
Yeah.
Michael!
So good.
Did you see the Rick Beato thing of him singing?
No.
I'm not going to show you the whole song, but Michael McDonald, Rick Beato. Dude, he's
saying, hey everybody, I'm Rick Beato.
What's the song from Ray Charles? The
You don't know
you me. Don't know me.
Yeah,
yeah.
Woo. You give your hand to me. Then you say hello.
Come on, dude.
I can hardly speak. My heart is beating so. Oh, anyone can tell. You think you know me well. You don't know. You don't know the one who thinks of you at night, who longs to kiss your lips, longs to hold you tight. To you I'm just a friend, that's all I've ever been.
God.
You get it.
And Michael just, McDonald. Dude, I'd order a 20-piece of that.
I know.
He's so nugget. Good, bro.
That's some good nuggets.
Gosh.
Dude.
The difference in between talking and singing.
It's crazy.
It's a different person.
It's actually crazy.
So good.
Anyway, sorry. We have...
went on a tangent.
Michael McDonald.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, shut up.
Okay.
Including me.
What number are we on?
We're only on number 3, my friend.
And it's me, right?
And it's me.
Wait.
Have you done number 4? Yeah, you did number 4, right? Yeah. One step closer.
Okay, so we're at your number 3.
Number 3 for me.
Which is what you said, and I'm an idiot.
Which is Minute by Minute.
Get to the one. Do you know what the time signature is for that? It's like 12 by something. How do you count that?
Twelve, twelve, and then six.
Okay.
Yeah.
Love it. Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
That's not the best part of the song.
Sick.
No. But...
My name is Michael McDonald, baby. Do you want a 20 piece? Welcome to the arches. I've been around. Pick up your order.
I don't need this.
Pay it window one.
I don't need your hand.
Pick up at window two.
Yeah. Thinking you'd be gone. That I must be prepared.
Welcome to Michael McDonald's.
By minute. I keep holding on.
Insane. It's insane. How long you gonna wait for
your order?
The ice cream machine.
If you want ice cream, drive to another.
Because if you stay here, you're gonna be waiting minute by minute for the ice cream machine to work.
Might be tomorrow. Might be the next day.
But if you stay here, it's minute by minute.
5 minutes.
What's the name of the
Just hold on.
What's the name of their ice cream?
McFlurry.
McFlurry.
Yeah.
I was trying to make that part. I think we still got the joke across.
Yeah.
Okay.
I hope so.
Amazing song.
Yeah, so good.
My number 3.
JT's number 3.
I think this might be my only Tom Johnson song.
Oh, okay.
And that one is Take Me in Your Arms.
Oh.
Rock right. Me a Little While. Do you know this one?
I think so.
Okay. It's kind of got a... The intro and the verse are fine. Mm-hmm. But the hook...
That's where it's at.
Ready for it? Ready.
Take me in your arms. Rock me a little while. Oh, with your darling. Rock me a little while.
Anyway, that's my Tom Johnston one.
I like it.
I almost put another one, which I won't say yet. Almost put another one there. That's, but I always like this song.
Yeah. I get it.
Now we're at your number dose.
Yeah.
Don't get so sad about it.
Well, I flip flop between the top two so many times, and I might make an executive decision and switch them.
No one knows.
No one knows.
Except you. We don't even know what the previous
ones were. Or will I switch them?
April Fool's?
Yeah, I'll switch them. Number two. What a Fool Believes.
What a fool believes. Is that?
Dang it.
What a fool believes that is that Michael McDonald's and the McFlurry machine is working. You a fool, you believe that.
You got an ice cream. We ain't got any more.
We came from somewhere not in the long ago.
This was on my Rushmore one time.
Sentimental fool, don't
great song.
So good. To recreate what had got to be
created. Well, it was always my number one. So.
Once in her life, she musters a smile
for his nostalgic days.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable song.
To reason the way.
Number two for me.
Mm-hmm.
Number two for me.
Go ahead. Say it. Ah, there we go.
Taking it to the streets. Let's go.
You telling me the things you're gonna do for me. I ain't
done taking it to the street.
Taking it to the street.
Taking it to the street.
No more need for
taking it to the street.
Thanks, oh, buddy. Lean into it.
Take this message.
It's amazing.
Nice.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Is what it is.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Time for honorables.
Yeah.
Take it away, my friend.
I got a couple here. Whoa, Shine a Grove.
Oh, yeah. Da 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 da
da da da da da da da.
Go Blackwater.
Long Train Running.
Yes.
And Jesus Is Just All Right.
Jesus is just alright.
Which I learned from DC Talk when they covered it.
Yep. For me, What a Fool Believes,
mm-hmm.
China Grove, Long Train Running, Jesus is Just Alright with Me, Listen to the Music,
mm-hmm.
and Rocking Down the Highway.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
I think I know what your number one is.
Yeah.
And you may be able to have figured out what my number one is.
Mm-hmm.
They're not the same.
No.
But
they are.
Why don't you go?
Both in our top fours.
Kool-Aid, number one, Doobie Brothers song. What in the world do you got?
I'm taking it to the streets.
Woo!
Of Atlanta, of Philadelphia, of New York City.
I feel like with him, you can kind of gibberish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't want peanut butter and jelly on white bread. Do we have more Coke Zero in the fridge? Or a popsicle from the freezer?
Everything's food related.
Of course. Why not?
Yeah. I mean,
yeah. Well, I remember this song. This is probably like one of the first Doobie Brothers songs I ever heard, or at least paid attention to.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
And then I remember we had a recording mechanism, like we were just recording randomly between most of me and my brother.
Yeah.
But I remember we were going to Florida for spring break.
Yeah.
We were seeing friends of ours.
Yeah.
And as soon as we crossed over the Florida line, this song was on the radio.
Ooh.
And I was like, we're in Florida! And held the recorder up to the speaker, and it was just the chorus. I was like, we're in Florida!
Taking it to the streets.
Oh, that's cool.
Taking it to the streets.
Woo! Isn't that a guitar bend? No, it's sax.
Yeah.
Play it, Rudy.
Woo.
Woo! Nailed that.
Nailed
amazing,
it.
Dude. Amazing.
All right. JT's number one. Numero uno for our
Spanish-speaking
audience.
Cool. It's the theme song.
Gracias.
For the McFlurry machine is broken at the Michael McDonald's. And that is Minute by Minute.
Woo! Oh, here we go.
Minute by minute, by minute, by minute.
I keep holding on.
I beat that.
You can keep holding on,
joke
but
to
you
death.
Ain't getting it.
I beat that joke to death, but it was a good joke.
It was nice. You know? I liked it.
You know, beat a dead
kept
horse.
Kept me in stitches.
Beat a dead horse, but the horse is already dead, so
yeah,
he didn't feel it.
Yep.
While the Doobie Brothers Rushmore is over, I got to take any chance I can to play the Michael McDonald solo song.
Okay. Oh, yes, sir.
You want to break it down for him?
When them seas, when them... Oh, that's Nate Jeep. Nate Dogg version.
Office quote of the day.
What if that's Lukather?
We have a gym at home. It's called the bedroom.
I keep forgetting we're not in love.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I keep forgetting
things will never be the same again.
I keep forgetting.
Dude, that's that groove.
Yeah. Well, I could see why Warren G and Nate Dogg redid it.
Yes.
So.
Yeah.
It was a clear black night, a clear white moon. Warren G.
Regulators, mount up. It was a clear black night, a clear white moon. Warren G was on the streets trying to consume some skirts for the E so I could get some phones. Rolling in my ride, chilling all alone.
Just hit the east side of the LBC
and said, what's up? Some brothers put some gas, so I said, I'm stuck.
Since these girls peeping me, I'm gonna glide and swerve. These hookers looking so hard, they straight hit the curve. Want to
think
of better things than some horny tricks.
I'm getting jacked, I'm breaking myself. I can't believe they taking Warren 12. They took my ring.
All right, y'all.
They took my Rolex. I looked at.
I just want to say that was fun.
Yeah.
That was great.
It was.
And Michael McDonald, you're a true legend. And you're still alive. I'm talking about you like you're dead.
Living legend.
You're a living legend. And that, I'm going to say bye to the peeps. And you just keep
And I'm
going to
say, what's up, Rick Beato?
What's up,
Rick? You're Beato. Awesome as well.
Super
keep
awesome.
Keep doing what you're doing,
especially
brother.
The past, like, dude, past 6 months, it's like he knocks them out of the park every single time.
Home, yeah.
The brother said, like Barry Bonds. Damn, they got guns to my head. I think I'm going down. I can't believe it's happening in my own town.
If I had wings, I would fly. Let me contemplate. I glance in the cut and I see my homie.
Nate Dogg is about to make some bodies turn cold. Now they dropping and yelling. It's a tad bit late. Nate Dogg and Warren G had to regulate.
Hi, everybody.
It's the Twerk Ethics Show. It's the Twerk.